Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. And again this week, we mourn the loss of three great artists. We're going to be paying tribute this afternoon to Flip Phillips and also the beautiful vocalist who sang with Benny Goodman, Martha Tilton, is coming up during the first hour as well. We also want to acknowledge the passing also of Ahmet Erdogan, one of the founders of Atlantic Records, who passed away this week. But we're going to start off with some music from the Soprano Summit featuring Flip Phillips and Kenny DeVern, who wrote this next piece called Elsa's Dream. Now, this is Bob Wilbur and Kenny DeVern with Elsa's Dream from the album Soprano Summit.
Thank you.
That music from Kenny DeVerne from, actually, I made a mistake at the top of the show. The album was entitled Live at the Concord Jazz Festival, 1977. And that was a tune that was written by Kenny DeVerne and Flip Phillips and often requested in concerts wherever Kenny performed. That was Elsa's Dream. I also want to mention that during the hour, we're going to be featuring an interview with Kenny DeVerne and Bob Wilbur. That was done many years ago, and it's actually quite good. We're going to listen to that. We also have some music from 1938 with Martha Tilton and Benny Goodman's band at Carnegie Hall. Also some music from 1958 with Benny Goodman and Martha Tilton. But right now, we're going to divert a little bit and listen to some new music from Maria Winther. She's a vocalist from Europe who has a brand new album out entitled Dreamsville. And we're going to listen to her version of For Heaven's Sake.
For heaven's sake, let's fall in love. It's no mistake to call it love. An angel's holding hands with me. How heavenly heaven can be. Here is romance for us to try. Here is a chance we can't deny. While heaven is giving us a break, let's fall in love. For heaven's sake, don't say a word, my darling. Don't break a spell like this. Just hold me tight. We're alone in the night, and heaven is there. Heavens, what we're dreaming of. For heaven's sake, let's fall in love. So far. Let's fall in love.
What a lovely version of the song For Heaven's Sake, sung for us by Maria Winther, and that's from her new album entitled Dreamsville. Now, during the course of the hour, as I said before, we're going to be listening to Kenny DeVerne and Bob Wilbur in conversation. But what I want to play for you now is a song that Kenny always felt was very close to his heart. It was a moving tribute to the late clarinetist Pee Wee Russell, someone that Gordon Bennett played on his show for many, many years. This is a song entitled I'd Climb the Highest Mountain. And it's taken from an album entitled Crazy Rhythm. We're going to listen to that. And then after, we'll listen to some Christmas music from the Soprano Summit, from their album Summit Reunion. We're going to listen to It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
On the Bulgarski, your community radio station that goes beyond borders.
Well, there you have some Christmas cheer there with It Came Upon a Midnight Clear with the Summit Reunion. That was Kenny DeVerne and Bob Wilbur. Now, we're going to go back to 1938 and listen to the late Martha Tilton, who passed away this week. I believe she was, if I'm not mistaken, I believe she was 91 or somewhere around there. We're going to listen to, you know, that classic concert that took place at Carnegie Hall in 1938, the same one that made Benny Goodman's band famous with Sing Sing Sing, also made Martha Tilton famous with Loch Lomond. When she sang that song, the crowd erupted and they were just having a great time. And if you listen carefully, you can hear the audience reacting to Martha's singing. It was just a magical evening. January 16th, 1938 is when the performance took place. We're going to listen to Martha Tilton with the Benny Goodman Band and her version of Loch Lomond. Now, the sound is a bit dicey, but the performance is first rate.
Oh, you take the high road and I'll take the low road, but I'll be in Scotland afore you. Never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. By yon bonny banks and by yon bonny brae, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Now you take the high road and I'll take the low road, but I'll be in Scotland afore you. For me and my true love may never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
Martha Tilton with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, January 16th, 1938. She was known as the sweetheart of swing, and she appeared on over 80 of Benny Goodman's recordings, including the celebrated 1939 rendition of And the Angels Sing. She died on December 8th at her home in the Los Angeles neighborhood of Brentwood, and she was 91 years old. You know, on January 16th, 1938, when she sang Loch Lomond, her almost girlish voice won excellent reviews for her singing in the first purely jazz concert ever held at Carnegie Hall. Now, Loch Lomond was, of course, a swing version of a Scottish air that was later a hit for Maxine Sullivan, but it received one of the biggest ovations of the evening on that memorable night, January 16th, 1938. We're going to jump 20 years on July of 1958, and we're going to listen to Benny Goodman again with Martha Tilton, and this is Oh Gee, Oh Joy.
Oh gee, oh joy, the birds are singing, because why? Because I am in love. Oh gee, oh joy, the bells are ringing, because why? Because I am in love. And all the while I seem in a dream, I never was so happy. Folks complain I'm insane because I act so sappy. Oh gee, oh joy, the birds are singing, because why? Because I am in love.
CHUO 89.1.
We heard Oh Gee, Oh Joy. Now, one thing that I found quite interesting was that she appeared in the Benny Goodman story playing a singer based on herself, and she also provided singing voices for film stars such as Barbara Stanwyck, Martha O'Driscoll, and even Anne Gwynne. Anne Gwynne was not that well known, but you know, she was rather well known among the industry, and you know, at the time. We're going to change pace here a little bit, and we're going to listen to an interview, part one of three this afternoon, an interview with Kenny DeVerne and Bob Wilbur, and then we're going to listen to a composition entitled Palestina. Palestina was written by Con Conrad and J. Russell Robinson, so you're in for a real treat on this next number.
Well, I was really not interested in saxophones at all. In fact, this place in Boston that we were talking about, they closed us out after a week because I was playing baritone saxophone, and just for the gig, and Steve Lacy was playing soprano, and they made us leave. We were working for Joe Glazer's office at the time, ABC Booking. And we hung around for a couple extra days just to see what was going to happen. And Hot Lips Page came in with Paul Quinichet. And naturally, he played tenor saxophone. Well, the woman, Mrs. Donahue, she locked his saxophone in the cellar, and she had a clarinet there, and she made him play the clarinet. And he wasn't a clarinet player. It was sort of sad to watch this man scuffling along and trying to play the clarinet. And right after that, Hot Lips Page died, and, you know, the gig probably killed him. Next time I was up there, in 1954, I was with Jack Teagarden. And, I was greatly relieved that mural was off the wall.
Well, it's funny you say that about the saxophone, because I've always felt that you're an absolutely natural saxophone player. And, for instance, when we've done recreations of Ellington in the past, Kenny has played the baritone part of Harry Carney, and he gets closer to the sound that Carney got than anybody I've ever heard. And also, when we did the Bix Beiderbecke recreations, Kenny played the bass saxophone incredibly like Adrian Olini. I mean, you have a real feel for the saxophone. And, of course...
Well, I have a feel for the bassoon. Harold Goltzer, who was then a principal bassoonist with the New York Philharmonic. I mean, I love all the instruments. I studied with him. I took one lesson with him. He thought I'd been playing for a year. And all I had the bassoon out for was 3 weeks. And, I figured it out. But I love all instruments. The thing is, though, with me, I wanted my voice, within 4 bars, who is it? And that's the most difficult thing of all. And it's very hard to do that if you have too many mistresses, you see. At least I found that. I enjoy playing all the instruments, but when anything starts to mess up my clarinet playing, I back away. And all those instruments began to mess up my clarinet chops.
Really?
And
yeah.
I just said, no more of that, you know. So, yeah. Hit or miss, I picked the most unpopular instrument, even though more of them are probably sold today than any other time in history, the clarinet. An instrument made by 2 guys who didn't know each other.
Well, I remember the first time that we got together, the beginnings of Soprano Summit, was at one of the Dick Gibson... jazz parties at the Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs. And as I remember, it was the last day of the party, and people had been hearing jazz for practically 24 hours a day for 3 days. And Gibson came up to us and said, "These people are falling asleep. Why don't you and you 2 guys get up there and do a duet with the soprano saxophones? Wake them up, you know."
Mm.
So we never even thought about this idea before. So we put together a quick head arrangement on the Mooch, and got up there and played this thing. We ended up on 2 high notes and thirds with the 2 sopranos, and to our amazement, people just rose up in applause, you know.
650 folks,
yeah,
screaming with delight. I mean, I looked at Bob, and he looked at me, and we looked at them in disbelief, absolute total disbelief.
And it was then we realized we had something different. There was not just the fact of the 2 instruments. It was the way that we played them and the way that we locked in.
Yeah, I always say to Bob that there's a... When the 2 of us play 2 notes, you'll hear a 3rd note present, a harmonic that suddenly appears. There's a richness that you could take any 2 players on the same instruments anywhere in the world, and they're not going to get the same timbre. Or they're not going to work. The harmonics are not going to leap out like when he and I get together. It's a phenomenal thing.
Roti Hut, located at 292 MacArthur Avenue, offers far more than the roti they're famous for. Jerk chicken, oxtail, yes. Groovies has all your favorite Caribbean dishes and an ambience of style and seating for 100. Every Sunday from 4 to 9 p.m., enjoy the added pleasure of the sweet sounds of live jazz, crafted with the same love Winston gives his food. Groovies Roti Hut, 292 MacArthur Avenue, 744-1551.
And here once again is Kenny DeVern and Bob Wilbur.
All right. I remember being plagued by Bob Wilbur when I was 16 years old and went up to Boston with the ill-fated Steve Lacy Band, which had Bill Goodall on bass, and it had Eddie Fife on drums, and Dick Schwartz, who later became Dick Sutton, on cornet. And I was playing baritone saxophone, and our star was Elmer Schobel, the original pianist with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. And in the back, this huge mural on the bandstand in the back of us was of Bob Wilbur, see? And it was, he had this huge mop of curly hair, and out of the end of each curl there was a musician either falling or draped in a varying playing position, see? And every time I'd turn around, I would look and I'd see this, you know, this Bob Wilbur looming larger than life at me. And of course, I was, you know, 16 years old. The year was 1951. And Bob was already a star. And what happened was, well, you know, he went into the Army and did different things. I did different things. And then our paths really never crossed. And then one day he broke his wrists cleaning off the gutters in his house. And when I heard this, I felt so bad that I called him up on the phone. And I didn't know the man, but I just said, gee, I'm sorry to hear about that, if there's anything I can do. You remember all that?
That's nonsense? Right. I mean, that's the first time that we ever spoke.
Right.
But you know about that that painting in the back of the bandstand? I had that specially commissioned because I knew you were going to be playing there. And it was, no, that's, actually, I started the Savoy in 1947, so you're up there in 1951.
Right? Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, by then, I'd moved on. I played at Storyville, which was George Wein's first nightclub venture in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you said, I went in the Army, and our paths really didn't cross until that phone call. And then not too far along after that, We played together at the Father's Mustache down in the Village, which used to be the old Nick's, remember?
Yeah.
And I think you were playing just clarinet in those days, and I was playing mostly clarinet, so it was like a clarinet duel, kind of.
Yeah.
We did it two Sundays, didn't we? Two times down there?
Yeah, but I think I was just starting soprano, and I think Red Balaban, who was then running the sessions on Sunday, thought it would be sort of fun to put us together playing sopranos.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't playing just clarinet at that time.
Well, you know, I started on soprano, of course, when I was a kid, and I studied with Sidney Bechet. And I got so kind of bugged with the idea of being totally under Bechet's wing. You know, George Brunis, the trombonist, used to call us Bash and Shea. And so what happened was I got my draft notice to go in the Army in 1952. And so I wanted to be in an Army band, and I figured, well, I better play a tenor or an alto sax. It turned out I chose to play tenor, and I sold my soprano, which in those days was a straight soprano. I never picked up a soprano again until the early 60s. Got completely away from it until I was in one of those 48th Street music stores, I think it was Links and Long, and there was a curved soprano in the case. I had never even seen a curved soprano.
Mm-hmm.
I took it out, and he let me play, and I played one note. And I remember saying, hey, this is different than the straight. I can do something on this which is different than Sidney Bechet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that started my second career on soprano.
Mm. Thank you.
is Ottawa's newest hi-fi store, providing a new alternative for local audiophiles. Planet of Sound carries many of the top names in hi-fi, including Cyrus, Riga, Epos, Creek, and Project. We also boast the largest turntable and audiophile software selection in Ottawa. Plus, our trade-in policy allows you to sell your old gear to get something new. Come see us at 1194 Bank Street in Old Ottawa South, or visit us on the web at www.planetofsoundonline.com. Planet of Sound, bringing you the best audio from around the world.
Wasn't that a great rendition of Sweet Lorraine? I mean, that just really showcases the skill that Kenny DeVern had, and the control and technique in his playing was exemplified on that last number. That piece actually was written by Clifford Burwell and Mitchell Parrish, and it was taken from an album by Kenny DeVern and Flip Phillips. It was an album entitled John and Joe that was released many years ago. We're going to go now to a Bennett snippet. We're going to go back in time and listen to a segment of Gordon Bennett's show at the Jazz Band Ball. And this is a special segment because he features the music of Kenny DeVern and Bob Wilbur on three numbers. And we're going to listen to them right now and listen to what Gordon has to say.
We're going to start with the Soprano Summit, which was a group formed by Bob Wilbur on clarinet and Kenny DeVern on clarinet, and they both play soprano sax. What I like about this album, as opposed to some of the other, they made two more at least, is that Dick Hyman is on piano on this one, and I love him. Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar, Bob Rosengarten on drums, and Milt Hinton on bass. This was an all-star band indeed. Gave a lot of instruction to Bob Wilbur and a lot of encouragement, and it reflects in Bob Wilbur's playing. And both musicians have been around a very long time. They both show a very deep understanding of jazz, and they have a capacity to express themselves and to bring out the beauty of the soprano saxophone, which Bechet used to do. There's a liquid mobility of their music, and I like this. The first tune is a Bechet composition called The Fish Vendor. And that's followed by Duke Ellington's famous composition, The Mooch. And then we hear one called Where Are We?, which is a strange title. Kenny DeVern features on this number, and I think he sort of dedicates it to Benny Goodman. So let's hear the Soprano Summit. Thank you. listening to Kenny DeVerne and Bob Wilbur. That was Kenny DeVerne, a one chorus tune, 2 minutes and 10 seconds, and one chorus with Ken DeVerne and clarinet and our friend Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar and Milt Hinton on bass. The tune was written by Jack Six, who Randy tells me was associated with Brubeck. Nice composition.
This is 89.1 FM.
CHUO.
Your community station.
Deutsch ist aus Ottawa, the weekly German show with your host, Oswin Lowern. Deutsch ist aus Ottawa is light musical entertainment with highlights from the event calendar, Fußball Bundesliga results, and interesting tidbits of useless information. That's the German show, Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m.
And of course, that's coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Before we get to another of Martha Tilton's recordings that she made with Benny Goodman, we're going to listen to part three of the interview that Kenny DeVerne and Bob Wilbur did together many years ago. And then we're going to follow it up with a beautiful tune called There's Yes, Yes in Your Eyes. Kenny DeVerne and his jazz band are featured on this number.
So the next step in Soprano Summit was I was with the world's greatest jazz band at the time, and we had a backer who had started a record company called World Jazz Records, and Barker Hickox, and he suggested that we do a record together. So we picked our favorite players. We figured it would be best for a record date who were very experienced in recording, and could get the sound of a finished group, even though we wouldn't be working together. We couldn't really afford to rehearse a lot, but we picked guys that were quick sketches. Dick Hyman on piano, Bobby Rosengarten on drums, Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar. And for the three dates, I believe we did for the initial album, we split the bass chores with Milt Hinton and the late George DeVivier. That band is back together here in the recording studio in 1990. George DeVivier is not with us anymore, late, very great bass player, but Milt is just, he's phenomenal. He seems to get better all the time.
Well, it's the, like you might call it a reunion, the first time in 17 years that all of us have been recording together legitimately. I mean, we've been in situations, all of us here, but not collectively, not as a unit. We'll always have some different musician playing one of the instruments, and this is very, very special because this is basically a reunion from probably the best period and best recording that we've done.
But musically, we didn't plan to make it a recreation of the old Soprano Summit, because we both believe you can't go back. In fact, we did a little recreation a few months ago.
Yeah, we tried.
And we tried to recreate the early Soprano Summit
in
1970.
Work.
And we all felt a little self-conscious and silly because we'd all gone off in different directions. We played differently now than we did then.
I couldn't read the music anymore. It used to be second nature to me. In fact, we memorized all those songs.
So we more or less decided on this date to make it a free-blowing session. We put down a list of maybe 25, 30 tunes that we like to play. And then we got in the studio and looked them over and said, well, let's try this one and let's do that one. And it's been a really easy date. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, the various Soprano Summit groups that have existed, you know, we decided to go pianoless for a while. And,
that was partly economics because you couldn't get enough money to put six pieces on the road. And we liked the sound of the rhythm guitar, and we also had a marvelous player who joined our road band, Marty Gross,
right,
who also lent us an entertainment factor by his singing and clowning.
Yeah, and there were other guys who occasionally would play with us, like Ray Brown or Jake Hanna, Wayne Jones,
Connie Kay
played with us, right? And we had a bunch of very good players. However, the essential group, the one that most people remember the two of us by, is probably this particular combination with this personnel.
We're hoping, this is, of course, in the studio, but we're hoping to get the group together next year to do a week on the SS Norway, where they have this marvelous jazz cruise, and I'm all for it.
Well, I tell you, I'm signed up. I'm there already. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't. This would be terrific.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Because the people still throw their babies up at this combination. There's something about it that the late Dick Wellsted used to say, it's those high notes.
Kenny DeVern and his band with a beautiful tune called There's Yes, Yes in Your Eyes. And just before that, we heard an interview, part three of an interview with Kenny DeVern and Bob Wilbur. And I really hope you enjoyed that. It was nice that I could scrape that up and actually find it. I was trying to find something to play on the show today that would really represent Kenny DeVern and what he was about. And I think that was the closest I could come to doing that. We're going to listen to one more number from Benny Goodman and Martha Tilton from 1958, and this is from July. We're going to listen to a track written by Dorothy Fields and Jerome Kern. It's entitled You Couldn't Be Cuter.
You couldn't be cuter, plus that you couldn't be smarter, plus that intelligent face, you have a disgraceful charm for me. You couldn't be keener, you look so fresh from the cleaner. You are the little grand slam I'll bring to my family. My ma will show you an album of me that'll bore you to tears. You'll attract all the relatives we have dodged for years and years. And what'll they tell me? Exactly what will they tell me? They'll say you couldn't be nicer, couldn't be sweeter, couldn't be better, couldn't be smoother, couldn't be cuter, baby, than you are. All the relatives we have dodged for years and years. What'll they tell me? Exactly what will they tell me? They'll say you couldn't be nicer, couldn't be sweeter, couldn't be better, couldn't be smoother, couldn't be cuter, baby, than you are. You couldn't be cuter than you are.
Me di 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 ba yo di yo di yo ba yo ba chu di di ba ba ya de yo di de ba du bi di ba um bi di yo di de ha go ba chu di ba 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 yo ba de ba du ba yo ba du de de ba yo di di ba du di du ba um bi di yo di yo da rum ba chu di ba 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 du le ba ru be ba ba ra ru ba ro ba ba ru di ya da di bi da ro den da ba ru be de ba ru be de a yo do de de ba ju di di ba 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 a da 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 o ba da 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 o ba ru ba 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 a be be lu lu ba mo ba la u e la 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 ba da da ji ba yo ro wo be ti u ba du ba a du di di a tu 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 ba a be thank you.
That was music from Nina Freelon, and a composition that was originally written by Dizzy Gillespie entitled Burke's Works. And just before that, we heard some music from Benny Goodman with Martha Tilton from July of 1958, and You Couldn't Be Cuter. We're going to listen now to an album featuring various musicians. It's actually a tribute to the music of Thad Jones. The name of the album is entitled One More, The Summary, The Music of Thad Jones, Volume 2. And we're going to listen to a composition written by Thad entitled Don't Ever Leave Me.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what did you think of that? That was an interesting piece of music, a beautiful arrangement entitled Jelly Roll, written by Quincy Jones and performed by the Paula Hatcher Jazz Quartet. And just before that, we heard a tribute band performing Don't Ever Leave Me. That was a song written by Thad Jones. No relation, by the way. Thad Jones is related, though, to Hank Jones and Elvin Jones. They're all brothers. And we also heard in there Burke's Works from Nina Freelon at the top of the set, starting hour two, with a song written by Dizzy Gillespie. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1. And we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Let's listen to some music from Lee Morgan and Wayne Shorter, and we're going to go back in time and listen to their arrangement of Just in Time.
Thank you. listening to CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
That was music from Niels Landoki from his album Friendship and a tune called KS. And just before that, from the complete VJ Lee Morgan Wayne Shorter sessions, we heard Just in Time, a beautiful arrangement. Of course, that particular number was written by Betty Comden and Julie Stein, and a beautiful arrangement of that as well. We're going to listen now to some music from Miles Donahue on a tune written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen entitled Polka Dots and Moonbeams. And this one features the beautiful vocalist Robin McKeleton.
A country dance was being held in a garden. I felt a bump and heard an oh beg your pardon. Suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around upon those dreams. The music started, and was I the perplexed one? I held my breath and said, may I have the next one in my frightened arms? Polka dots and moonbeams sparkle on a pug-nosed dream. There were questions in the eyes of other dancers as we floated over the floor. There were questions, but my heart knew all the answers, and perhaps a few things more. Now, in a cottage built of light, I know the meaning of the words ever after, and I'll always see polka dots and moonbeams when I kiss my pug-nosed dream. Now in a cottage built of lilacs and laughter, I know the meaning of the words ever after, and I'll always see polka dots and moonbeams when I kiss a pug-nosed dream.
All the most exciting and thrilling music around. Keep your dial locked to CHUO 89.1 FM.
Brian, just like this. This is Sarah from Tegan and Sarah. I'm about to start a solo project because I've murdered Tegan. Do You heard it first on CHUO 89.1 FM.
One of the great musicians to come out of South Africa. We just heard music from Abdullah Ibrahim from his album African Marketplace. And we heard the Homecoming song. And just before that, Miles Donahue with Polka Dots and Moonbeams. We're going to conclude this afternoon with two numbers. Trudy Desmond is going to be playing, singing, You're the Top, written by Cole Porter, taken from her album Make Me Rainbows. And then we're going to, just before we listen to her, we're going to listen to the Danish Radio Jazz Orchestra with their version of Bill Evans' classic composition, Turn Out the Stars.
Thank you. pour une radio sans stress, dans une atmosphère décontractée, CHUO 89.1, en harmonie avec la communauté et le jazz.
At words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum, you're a melody from a symphony by Strauss, you're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop, but if baby I'm the bottom, you're the top. Oh, you're the top, you are a Waldorf salad, you're the top. You're a Berlin ballad, you're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire, you're an O'Neill drama, you're Whistler's mama, you're Camembert. You're a rose, you're Inferno's Dante, you're the nose on the great Durante. I'm just in the way, as the French would say, to drop, but if baby I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Afternoon has gone by so fast, and I hope you enjoyed the show today and the tributes that we had to Martha Tilton and Kenny DeVern. Now, next week, I'll be back with a very special Christmas edition of In Transition, and I hope you'll be able to tune in and listen at that time. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have the Ethiopian show until 3 o'clock this afternoon, until 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock this afternoon. I hope you have a great week. My name is Randy McElligott. Bye for now.